Welcome to the Chronicle Headlines podcast. I'm your host, John McGowan, and we're covering a more fun story this episode. A lot of staffers went and covered the recent Lunar New Year events, and I've got all of them on the podcast today over Zoom. Please introduce yourself, guys.
I'll go first. I'm Abra Richardson. I'm a multimedia reporter.
I'm Amina Sirkazina. I'm a senior reporter.
I'm Addison Annis, and I'm a photojournalist.
And I'm Sam Tucker, and I'm a photojournalist.
Great. Okay, guys, before we get, like, I'm sure you all have, like, a ton of, like, stories from your coverage, but I just want to start with, for those of us who their only experience with, like, Lunar New Year, Chinese New Year, is learning about it in kindergarten, what is Lunar New Year?
Okay, it's kind of like, it's basically New Year's, but for a lot of Asian countries, and it's kind of like a longer filled, like, festive event where there's a lot of family-oriented nights, a lot of gifts, and, like, just fun activities that last about 2 weeks. So it's just, like, a great time to reset, think about the past year and the new year, and, you know, have that time with your family.
Great. And how is it celebrated? I'd like to talk about, like, how it's celebrated more traditionally and then how it's celebrated here in Chicago.
Well, it depends on which country you're from, because even though many Asian cultures celebrate Lunar New Year, they have different ways and traditions, and they all differentiate. But this Lunar New Year is the year of rabbit. And
very exciting.
Yeah, that's very cool. But I think in general, we heard some people, I personally, you know, I'm Asian, my country does not celebrate Lunar New Year. But from what I heard from students, some of them cook a lot of traditional food, bring offerings to the ancestors and the gods. They wear a lot of red, and they exchange the envelopes, red envelopes. Sometimes they get like a dollar or two, or sometimes they get more, and like $50. So it's kind of like very fun. But in Chicago, we obviously have places like Chinatown, where a lot of different Asian communities live together. And there's the parade, and also ASO, Asian Student Organization on campus, has an event that's going to go next week.
Well, I know that, you know, you guys all covered together a sort of like multi-day celebration of Lunar New Year. I want you to just tell me, like, how that was, what went on, like, paint the picture for me.
I can share a little. So I've never experienced Lunar New Year here in Chicago. I always knew it was a larger event in the city because of the diverse cultural background here. And I mean, it was really cool. So I think it was on Saturday, we went to the Argyle neighborhood, and yeah, just hopping off, was it the Red Line? And like hopping right off the Red Line, you could hear all the drums banging and just a whole lot of commotion, a whole lot of fun. And yeah, there's just a lot of energy in the air. And like, it was really wild. I mean, I walked right off the Red Line stop, and like, it was, the snow was coming down, like just fat snowflakes falling everywhere. So it was kind of a picturesque, like, it was a beautiful event, beautiful day. And although the weather was definitely coming in full force, there was tons of people out, and people from all across Chicago. I mean, there was, you know, even, I guess in the Chinatown parade, I mean, they had the, I forget their name, the Rovers, but the classic, Southside Irish bagpipers and the drum guys. Like it was wow. I saw a little bit of Chicago culture from all over, which I was surprised to see. And then some of the other people on the team got lucky enough to see the legendary Lori Lightfoot. and so that was definitely, I don't know if they want to share anything about that, but that was definitely also a big highlight. And yeah, it was just a, for a first timer like me, it was awesome seeing the lions, the dragons, and just the culture on display in a very joyful mood and joyful day. It was
That
beautiful.
sounds really cool, and I would love to hear about the Lori Lightfoot experience encounter. You said there were bagpipes there?
Yeah, so we covered the Argyle parade on Saturday, and then on Sunday, this wasn't for the Chronicle. We just some members of our PJ team went out and just covered more of the Lunar New Year over in Chinatown.
Gotcha.
And yeah, in that parade, like I was so surprised to see like, I mean, all kinds of bits of Chicago culture. Like, I'm interested to see like what parades don't have the bagpipers at in Chicago, because I was so surprised. Like, these guys are great. And yeah, it was really interesting just to see just the absolute diversity of people out in celebration of this event.
That's great. Yeah.
To talk a little bit more about Lori Lightfoot, she was there at both the parades, the Chinatown one, as well as the Argyle one, which we reported on for the Chronicle. And she she didn't actually make a public speech. She just kind of went as a parade attendee. And so there was a little bit of backlash with that actually, because she didn't speak at both the parades, from my understanding. And so when talking with some of the people in the Asian Student Organization, they were a little confused why she didn't speak, especially after the recent mass shootings in California.
Right.
It was a little odd to them, and it brought up a really good conversation between the students and Amina and I when speaking about it.
Yeah, I mean, what was your take? Do you think that she should have just been more than just a visitor, like an attendee?
Personally, yeah, I think so, because she is the mayor of Chicago. She's like the symbol of Chicago,
Right.
and I think she should have spoken. And she did last year, I know that. So it was really odd to me, but she did make a comment to the Columbia Chronicle, which is really exciting.
That's cool. Yeah, that is strange to have her. That is strange to have her like there, as this public official dancing and not doing anything speech related, especially considering that shooting. Addison, I want to hear a little bit about your experience. What photos did you get for the celebration?
Yeah, so like Sam, like it was also my first time kind of attending this celebration, and I don't know, I just remember getting like right when you got off like the stop, it was just like flooded with people, like so that was really exciting to me. Like also what Sam said, there was just really good energy, and so I just kind of wandered around, and there was like plenty of photo opportunities. You know, there were I really like to see that there was a bunch of like a younger kids there, not only just like waiting and like being excited for the parade, but also like involved in the parade. So that was really cool to see, like that there was so much like youth activity there. So I got a bunch of good pictures of that. And also, there was like a drum line sort of thing towards the end, which I thought was super cool. And I got some good photos of that as well. But yeah, it was just a lot happening, which I think was super fun to experience for the first time. Yeah, it definitely felt like there was a strong sense of community, which I think is important, you know, with in the past years there's been some like issues and like hate crimes toward the Asian American community, especially in the Chicago area, like in Chinatown. So to see everyone kind of coming together and celebrating this like definitely made me feel good.
Totally, definitely inspiring. The sort of the thing it kind of, I mean, I haven't been to a Chinese New Year celebration, but when I think of like cultural celebrations in Chicago, I think Mexican Independence Day. Was it like reminiscent of that, like parties in the streets, music, good smells, all that?
I wouldn't say. Do you want to talk, Sam?
No, I'll piggyback off you.
Sure. Okay. So, well, Sam and I attended the Chinese New Year parade in Chinatown, with not for the Chronicle, and it was a great celebration. But you also have to remember it's late January and it's cold.
Right,
So
right.
there's only so much people want to do. But I know a lot of people were out there dancing, enjoying the dragon and the lion dances specifically. And yeah, I think it's a lot more kid friendly than like the Mexican Independence Day parade celebrations sometimes, because it did really revolve around like the children's joy and everything, and not just Asian kids. It was really interesting to see how many people showed up from different backgrounds to watch this parade that's like so special.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Sam, what did you have to say?
Yeah, I think Abra hit the nail on the head with that. Mexican Independence Day was definitely, although it was still an intense celebration of culture and history, it was definitely not so structured and planned or safe, especially for younger folk attending the event. And yeah, I mean, but there were, it was still, I mean, packed to the gills, like the streets down that main street in Chinatown. I mean, I was kicking myself for wearing a backpack because it was like packed like sardines along the sidewalks. And yeah, I mean, like Aber said, like there's people from all kinds of different backgrounds out in celebration. And yeah, people definitely came out, even though the weather was bone crunchingly cold. Like people came out and there's tons of smiles. And like, yeah, these events are always fun because yeah, it's always just very happy, good vibes. And yeah, definitely a very fun assignment and definitely something that is always yeah, nice to bring to the Columbia audience.
Totally, very lively. I guess we're probably close to wrapping up. I wanted to ask, just kind of like a lightning round type thing, like what was everybody's favorite part of the celebration and the coverage in general?
Can I go?
Yeah, please.
Okay. I think my favorite part is that the Chicago Asian community still celebrated, and despite very recent California shootings, and despite all the Asian hate crimes raising, we still stay as a community, and people find strengthen themselves to go celebrate who they are, and they're not afraid. And I'm really proud to be part of this community who's very strong and is not afraid to show who they are, and perseveres through hard times together. And I think this is just a very important reminder about that we exist, and that it was not just a holiday. It's a tradition that's older than all of us, and it's something bigger than us, and we are very lucky to have it here in Chicago.
I was just gonna say that yeah, I think the part that I think I'll remember the most is just seeing how many different parts of the city came out in celebration of this event, because I didn't expect it. I figured that yeah, it would be a lot of the Asian community out here, but it was people from all across Chicago, from all different backgrounds. And especially in lieu of recent events, like it was really amazing to see the city. I mean, that red line was packed full of people on the way there. And yeah, it was just a beautiful event to kind of kick off the year and just, yeah, just see a lot of people come together in celebration, especially after such terrible events in the news of recent. So,
Yeah, I like to think that people came out in record numbers despite that, like sort of in protest of any, bad, terrible events happening. Addison, Aber, what about you guys?
yeah, I think my favorite part was just kind of how upbeat the whole parade felt, like it was so cold out, and like I don't think normally this many people would come outside in these types of temperatures, or the weather even, how with how much it was snowing. But I think like the music aspects of the parade and the dancing just made everyone kind of feel like warm from the inside out, and everyone just kind of came together, and it was still fun despite all of that. So yeah.
Yeah, like the rest said, it was really exciting to see Chicago stay united, where is like this could have totally just not have happened this year, especially so close to the mass shootings. But it was really exciting to see all of Chicago come together. But on a lighter note, I mean, I always enjoy the noodles for longer life, the dumplings for good luck, the red envelopes with money, like just seeing that kind of that cheery joy around Chinatown outside of the parade and in Argyle too. Everybody was lining up to go get noodles, to go get the moon cakes, like all of that fun stuff. People were trying out or doing as they always did every year. So it was just really fun to see all of that happening when, again, all of it could have just not happened this year.
Yeah, totally. Well, thanks so much, guys, for coming on. Really quick before we go, what are some good resources besides this incredibly informative podcast where students can learn about Chinese New Year or Lunar New Year?
I would hand that one off to the Asian Student Organization. They can talk a lot more about all of the Asian countries, all of their traditions, everything with that. They can talk about that a lot more than we can. So I would say reach out to them. They have their own Instagram. They have their little page on the Engage app. They're the people to go to, and it's full of a great community over there because they're, you know, creatives at Columbia. They want to celebrate in a creative style. So I would say go to them.
Great. Well, if no one has anything else to add, I think that is going to wrap it up for us. Thanks so much for coming on, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.